With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
A group of juvenile justice advocates have petitioned Pennsylvania's highest court to request the release of young people in detention centers because of the crisis. We get more on this from KYW Community Affairs reporter Cherry Gregg.
Obviously, this is an extraordinary situation that we feel really cries out for statewide relief at the highest level.
Marsha Levick is executive director of the Juvenile Law Center. The group joined the Youth Sentencing and Reentry Project and others in asking the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to use its King's Bench powers to free youth in detention centers, adult prisons, and other facilities amid the coronavirus outbreak.
We're really looking for the court to take a number of steps to reduce population as much as possible.
Joanna Visser Ojoian of YASP says the setup of the detention centers make it impossible for youth to follow CDC guidelines.
But they're not able to engage in social distancing. They're not able to wash their hands frequently. They don't have hand sanitizer available to them.
At least one staff member at the Juvenile Justice Center has tested positive, and advocates say any quarantine would look like solitary confinement, which can be dangerous for youth. When asked whether the city supports releasing youth, DHS Commissioner Cynthia Figueroa says the city is continuing to look for opportunities to reduce youth population. Cherry Gregg, KYW News Radio.